So how do you write a really effective sales letter, email sequence, or blog post? Let's talk about that today. You're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. Getting copy down that really works, I find, is a matter of getting that first draft out and then honing it until it really becomes something. In other words, you need to be able to have the courage to start and be able to look at what you just created and think, boy, that was stupid. And then get past that and say, okay, so what can we salvage out of this? And then use it as a trigger or a mechanism to trigger other thoughts that will help you start developing something that really works. It's sort of like Michelangelo and the way that he described finding the great statues that he created was somebody asked him, well, how do you know what to carve out of this, that big piece of stone, that rough rock that you're starting with? And he said, well, I just keep chipping away until I find what's inside. And that's how it works with copy a lot of times. At least for me, that's my writing style, is I will start with something and it's pretty rough. And oftentimes I just need to go back and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite until we get something that really works. And sometimes it comes out fast. Sometimes you're lucky and you hit it right off the bat, or maybe after the first or second try. But oftentimes it takes getting that persistent to really, find out what's going to work. I also like to just get it done, get it out in front of the audience where it's cost effective to do that, and then start getting feedback. If it works, great. What can you do to improve it? And if it's not working at all, then is it time to totally trash it and start with a new approach? Or is it that there's just one or two things that, if tweaked, could make it a whole lot better? John Irving, famous Academy Award-winning author, novelist, screenwriter, started out in life not feeling like he had a whole lot of writing talent, and discovered that the way that worked for him in writing was to craft a piece by going through several iterations like that. So there you go. I hope that helps with your storytelling, your writing. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't forget to subscribe, download, share it with a friend, leave a post or rather a review and a rating. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. Let's talk again soon.